Welcome to this series of lectures on the Book of Joshua. My name is Lisa Rabiel, and I'm pleased that you've joined me in this exploration. Let me tell you a bit about myself. I teach at an evangelical seminary near the city of Winnipeg in Canada. In the first few years that I taught there, I engaged the Book of Joshua in a fairly high-level, cursory fashion as part of a survey course. And every time I taught that course, I thought, one day, I want to teach this book in a more in-depth fashion. I wanted to do that so that I could engage the book at a deeper level, because every time I work through that book, either devotionally or as part of that survey course, there was much in it that both intrigued and troubled me. And perhaps you've come to this series of lectures both intrigued and troubled by the Book of Joshua. I grew up in the church, and I well remember the very old flannel graph portrait of Joshua, and I realize that in saying that I have dated myself significantly. That flannel graph storytelling of Joshua was all about the big bad Jericho walls falling down. And for a child, it was a very exciting story. But as I moved into adulthood, and the more I read and taught Joshua, and as I saw our world repeatedly shocked by religiously related violence, that child's view of Joshua grew pretty thin. I began to wonder about the lives of the real people in the land. I wondered about the commands to do violence and totally destroy the inhabitants. Was that really what God was saying? And I wondered how and if the book's portrait of God comported with the Lord Jesus and the God that he is. So the questions grew for me. If this book is Word of God, and I was then, and I am now, convinced of that, what does one do with the violence in it? And how does this book relate to the New Testament? And why has the book been used, and wrongly used, I'd say, to support past and present colonial expansion? For many people, these questions make the Book of Joshua and the God of which it speaks something to be avoided and ridiculed and rejected. I've now had the privilege of spending several years of in-depth study of this troubling book. And in that time, I've discovered several ways that have helped me think better about the book and the questions it raises. I haven't fully answered all my questions, and in fact, my study has raised several more. But I don't think that's a bad thing in the life of faith. My hope is that through these lectures, I can share some of these insights with you, maybe answer some of your questions, and I hope raise some more. And our goal will be to help all of us become better readers of this wonderful, although troubling, part of Scripture. To give us some questions to continue to ponder and study, and most of all, to see how this book contributes to our understanding of the God of Scripture, who is wonderfully revealed in the pages of Joshua, as in the Old and the New Testaments as a whole. I hope that we find ourselves.